in the just before supper, around 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
Well, I called it in the evening, you know. That's why I call it in the evening. Mm-hmm. You know, that's between what they call noonday and supper time. That's all I, you know, even though call it, you know, afternoon and evening.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
Well, I call it early that morning, soon that morning. You know, each one of them names, mm-hmm. soon or early in the morning. That's when the sun first appears, comes up.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And what do you call it when the sun goes down?
Well, I call it, you know, when the sun goes down and out of sight, I call it the after sundown, the first part of the night.
If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds disappear and the sun's coming out, you might say that the weather is...
It's clearing up.
And what do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Well, I just call it a hard shower.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
And what do you call the things that the logs rest on in the fireplace?
In a restroom.
Yeah, sometimes fireplaces have these iron things which hold the logs up.
Hold the logs. We call them dog irons.
What do you call small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Fat. Lighted, some said use the word lighted, you know, that's from a pine, you know, turning fat, which, you know, people use it. Well, back way since slavery time, is some grow fat, you see, and it make lighter, you know, torches, you know, and tote light, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks cook by lighter to light,
really?
You see. Sure. Cook by it. Huh. I'll cook by it.
What do you call real rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little tiny pieces to start a fire?
So I call that fat. That's lighter.
Awesome.
The only thing you can start a quick fire with, the lighter, it comes from a pine. That's the only tree that grows fat, you know, what we call lighter and fat.
Mm-hmm.
Of a tree, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And now I got some out here, a little out here, I can, you know, show you what I'm speaking about. You, let me go here and get you.
Okay.
I tell you what you can do. You can take that piece of fat,
mm-hmm.
and tie your weight to it and lay it in the bottom of the ocean, a river, a creek, water, anywhere, and let it lay there. It'll lay there, it ain't gonna rot. It'll still rot and it'll get fat and fat. Let it stay there 10 years, 100 years, and take it out. And wipe it off a little bit, strike your match to it, and you go to burning.
It's still light, huh?
Sure, it's burning.
Huh. What do you call the place where rod and hangers are and you hang clothes in it?
Rod and hangers. Call them, you know, if the rod and call them rusty. They ain't no good. You mean what? The hanger you going with?
Look, where do you, what do you call that place where you hang your clothes up?
Oh, we call that a closet.
What do you call the overlapping boards on the side of the house?
Well, I call them weather boards.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the covered area in the front or the side of a house where you put chairs and some people like to sit there?
Well, you call them, they call it, I can't think right now, because something like a... Well, it's kind of a shelter-like, but mm-hmm. I can't, you know, it gets a lot of things that like that done slip my remembrance. Now, that's what we call it, but anyway, you put it over kind of a lawn, not a lawn. I can't call it now. I guess can't think right now.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's something other. It's a shade to keep, you know, you might say, what you mean, like you're sitting out on your front.